The next patient is Angelo Coletti. The last name is C-O-L-E-T-T-I. Coletti, C-O-L-E-T-T-I. Angelo is the first name, A-N-G-E-L-O. Number one, 95-year-old patient that is followed in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. The patient has atrophy of the left kidney, and he has a lengthy history of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia. The CKD4 is most likely associated to nephrosclerosis. This patient has a creatinine of 2, a BUN that is 30, and a estimated GFR is 26 mLs per minute. Has remained stable. There is no significant proteinuria. Number two. The patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is associated to smoking, to the lung auscultation, bilateral bronchi, period. The son is telling me that whenever he walks from point A to point B within the house, he's short of breath, period. The patient receives symptomatic treatment. Following number, the patient has a history of hypocalcemia in the past. He is with normal calcium with the administration of calcitriol, 0.25 micrograms on daily basis. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. The thyroid profile is adequate. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease without any evidence of exacerbation. He continued to take the vasodilators. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has a hemoglobin of 11.4 that is most likely associated to the aging process and sclerosis all over. Period. The patient, following number, the patient has a esophageal stricture that is dilated from time to time. He has a coming up appointment with the gastroenterologist, Dr. Ferretti, F-E-R-R-I-T-T-I, who is going to do an endoscopy with that purpose. He's having trouble swallowing. And he says that for some reason, liquids is more difficult than solids, period. Paragraph, we spend 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory, 18 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation. Reevaluation in a year.